Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on December 22nd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Unity Accord signed by PF ZAPU and ZANU-PF in 1987.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This evening we are talking about the 1987 Unity Accord signed by then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe and then ZAPU leader Joshua Mkabango Nkomo.
The two parties signed the Unity Accord following clashes between the former liberation movements after independence from British rule, with Mugabe accusing Nkomo of sponsoring dissidents. Mugabe deployed his North Korean-trained 5th Brigade in PF ZAPU's strongholds in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces. Over 20,000 people were allegedly killed by the brigade, commonly known as Gukurahundi.
Some PF ZAPU members, including former Home Affairs Minister Tumiso Tavengwa, pulled out of the Unity Accord with several people, claiming that the ruling party was ill-treating them.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on this issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo Jonga,
unjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila Gibson. Yebo, ngilesikhathi namhlanje. So ke esikhuluma ngakho sibili Unity Accord yasayinwa ke iPF ZAPU lezano PF. Ngo 1987, siyakhumbula sibili ukuthi kwakulokulwisana okumangalisayo. Abantu babetshaywa, abanye bebulawa. Kukhanya ongazani abantu okuthiwa bafika 20,000 babulawa eMatabeleland le Nkabazwe. So ke khonapho ke abantu bebulawa kwakuthiwa umnumzana Joshua Nkomo nguye umnikazi wamadissident. So siyakhumbula ke ukuthi kule butho okwakuthiwa yi-50 Brigade kumbe iGukurahundi elapha kwake khona ngale eMatabeleland le Midlands. Lapho labula sibili khona abantu okumangalisayo. So ke kuteke sokungani sokulushala kakhulu uNkomo wabalekela izweni wayeBhilitane. Sesikhona ngale lapho abhala khona ibhuku lakhe lanti The Story of My Life.
Yes.
So sephenduka ke wafika wathi no Mugabe asikhumisa nomlodo basebelobelana ngokukhona kokuthiwa Unity Accord. So ke kodwa kulabanye kuzapho abaphumayo abaphuma kuzano bathi kungazani kuyababa phakathi ngale. So lapha siphalisa abantu abanjengoDumiso Dabengwa labanye bakhe. Ngathi amazipra amaningi sibili alandela uDabengwa athi khona khumbuka ukudlalana lo mongameli Mugabe akudlisi. So ke sinuzwa ngani izulu kandaba ukuthi ngathini ngodaba lolu. Xa lifuna ukuthi lingene khonapha ke kuhlelo nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Lisilandele njalo kuFacebook kuVOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7 leVOA Shona kunjalo mfowethu.
Ngiyaphila Gibson. Vateereri tinotenda kuti takwanisa kunge tichibatana nemi panguva ino muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zvinenge zvichiitika munyika cheLive Talk. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezvezuva reUnity Day rekubatana kwemapato maviri PF ZAPU neZANU PF muna 1987. Mushure mekunyorerana chibvumirano cherunyararo chakakwanisa kunge chipedza kunetsana kwanga kuchiitika pakati pehurumende yava Robert Mugabe vaiwe prime minister panguva iyoyo ne vaitungamira bato PF Zapu va Joshua Nkomo avo vaipomerwa mhosva yekunzi vari kuchengeta vapanduki kana kuti kusponsor madissidents matunhu ematweleland nemidlands zvakaita kuti hurumende yava Mugabe iendese vechiuto ve 5th brigade matunhu iwayo zvatinonzwawo zvakare kuti zvakakonzera kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nekushungurudzwa kwevanhu kumbunyikidzwa uye kuurayiwa zvakaita kuti vanhu vanosvika kana kudarika zviuru makumi maviri more than 20,000 vange vachirasikirwa neupenyu nyaya iyoyi ndonyaya hombe inogara ichitaurwa nevanhu panotaura nyaya dzekubatana kana dzekuumba hurumende dzemubatanidzwa kana kuregererana nerunyararo vanoti ngapatange pagadziriswa nyaya yekukura hundi kana kuti maronda yekukura hundi atanga apodzwa kana apodzwa pochizotaurwa zvimwe tanzwa nhasi vamwe vaitawo mhemberero dzekucherechedza zuva irori ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvavanga vachitaura kuti aiwa kana pasina kugadziriswa nyaya yekukura hundi hurumende isina kunge yabvuma kuti yakakanganisa yotora matanho anoitawo zvinhu zvigadzirisike zuva irori harina charinoreva vamwe varikutaura kuti mutungamiri wenyika pari zvino vaEmmerson Mnangagwa ndemumwe wevanhu vaive muhurumende pakaitwa nyaya idzodzo munhu anofanira kunge achitotambira kukanganiswa kwakaitwa nguva iyoyo saka ndonyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure nhasi Gibbs.
Now, if you look at the history of Zimbabwe, so if we have the kind of timeline, you know, in 1980, we know that Mr. Mugabe actually won the elections and became the first black president of Zimbabwe. So then he actually appointed Nkomo as one of his cabinet ministers, mm-hmm. but he actually sacked Mr. Nkomo in 1982. Mm-hmm. You still remember the time when the ZANU-PF ruling party said it discovered some arms caches, in yeah. Matabeleland. So
and then also said, in places mm-hmm. like Domboshawa in Harare.
Uh-huh, yes. So at the end of the day, they were accusing Mr. Nkomo of trying to overthrow the government. So then in the same year, the North Koreans actually trained the 5th Brigade and they deployed the brigade in Matabeleland, as we are saying. Mm-hmm. So I'm told we've got a person there waiting for us.
Yes, Gibbs, Chakwani Tichwana, mudare wedu watinaive kutanga vadhi vamavhinga murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vamavhinga togamuchirai pachirongwa
ndinotenda chaizvo kupinda pachirongwa makadii mune vateereri
aiwa isu kunotiri wapenyu tinotenda zvikuru kuti munge muchiwana nguva yekuti batanesu yekubatanesu muchirongwa chino nyaya yahombe ndiyo nyaya yezuva rekubatana kwemapato maviri PF Zapu neZANU PF muna 1987 mushure mekunyorerana chibvumirano chakapedza matambudziko akanga ari matunhu emateveleland nemidlands imiwo segweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pezuva iri
izuva rinokosha pakubatana kwevana vezimbabwe nekuti zvakaitika ndezvekuti mapato maviri Zapu neZANU PF akabatana muna 87 vachibvavapedza nyaya yemhirizhonga yaiitika kumatereland yegukura hundi vangomo navamugabe ndokubva vaita chinhu chimwe chete ndokubva zvaiswa mubumbiro remitemo renyika kuti pava nemubatanidzwa uyezve zuva remusi wa 22 December richarangarirwa nguva nenguva asi pane pakasarira panoda kuti pagadziriswe pekuti paongororwe iyo nyaya yegukura hundi kuti yakambofamba sei paiva negungano rakaitwa navamugabe panguva iyoyo yainzi chamba kwecommission of inquiry yakaongorora nyaya dzekukura hundi asi zvakabuda muongororo iyoyo hazvina kuburitswa kuvanhu uyezve hapana chakaitwa kuzadzisa zvainge zvakumbirwa kuti zvigadziriswe panyaya yemhosva dzakaparwa panguva yekukura hundi pakapondwa vanhu vakawanda vange vasina mhosva hapana kubvenekwa nyaya idzo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe kuti tiende mberi paiva zvakare tinoziva kuti paiva nechibvumirano pasi pekubatanidzwa iyo wakati wezapu nezanu PF kuti pavateedzeri vaviri vemutungamiri wenyika mumwe anenge achibva kuzanu PF mumwe achibvawo kune yaimbova zapu nezipra saka hatizive kuti iko zvino zvichaitwa here nekuti tinoona kuti vamunangagwa vari kutungamira iko zvino havasati vadoma kuti ndiani atanga vari vavateedzeri vavo muhurumende nemuzanu PF zvichireva kuti zvichida pane mangange aripo panyaya yevateedzeri vavamunangagwa zvakare zvichireva
Mr. Mvinga, when we look at the Unity Accord, is this still something that is existing, you know, following the pulling out of Dumisa Dabengwa and others?
The pulling out of Dumisa Dabengwa of ZAPU is very significant because the Unity Accord was between ZANU-PF and ZAPU, and it had then been translated into the Constitution of Zimbabwe through a provision of two vice presidents to the president of the country. Now, what we have is perhaps it is part of the challenge now that President Mnangagwa has not yet appointed his two deputies, because the agreement was that in principle always one of the deputies will be from ZIPRA, ZAPU, and the other from ZANU-PF and ZANLA. But that does not appear to be the case. Let's wait and see what would happen in the coming days in terms of that appointment. But the reality is that the Unity Accord has been put into serious doubt, especially over the non-performance around remedial action relating to the Gukurahundi massacres that left an estimated 20,000 people killed in the Matabeleland and Midlands provinces between 1983 and 1987.
Yeah, okwethulwa lapho ke ngudoma fingers lokandaba lojonga lapha ukukhuluma ngokuthi ke ongani kuyahlupa ukuthi Unity Accord lay kayizange ilungise udaba legugurawundi. So uthi nxa ungalungiswanga udaba lokhu njengabanye abantu abakujoyo khanya kungahlupha ngokutsho kwakhe. So asikwazi ukuthi kumele kulungiswe njani khonokho.
Ndizozo. Vamavinga tambonzwa masikati manga muchicherechedzwa kana kupembererwa zuwo kwezuwa irori. Pane vamwe vasimudza nyaya yekuti zvinhu zvakaita semidziyo yakanga iri yebato PF ZAPU zvinofanira kudzoswa. Zvinonzi zvakatorwa nehurumende munguva idzodzo dzekusagadzikana kwezvinhu. Zvinhu zvokuti mungaona here hurumende ichitevera iyo ichiti yakabatana ne ZANU-PF ne ZAPU dzakabatana dzabato rimwe chete zvichireva kuti ndodza hurumende iri kutonga.
Hongu zvinofanira kuitwa izvozvo kuti zvinhu izvozvo zvidzorerwe. Tinoziva kuti kune mapurazi anga ariko haizi mapurazi ePF ZAPU. Zvinofanira kudzoserwa kuvaridzi. Nekuti kunyange paine batanidzwa nyaya idzo dzinofanira kugadziriswa. Asi chikuru ndechekuti kusangonzi apa bate apa bate, ngapave nehwaro hwakakura hwakapamhama hunobata nyaya dzose kamwe chete, zvichireva kuti ndo basa raigona kupiwa kusangano mubumbiro remutemo renyika reNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission, kuti pamunoita basa ramuno rinoitwa iri onai kuti magadzirisa nyaya dzegukurahundi, magadzirisa nyaya dzemidziyo yezapu nezvimwe zvese, kuitira kuti pakuenda mberi vanhu vese vanoenda mberi vakagutsikana pasina kuti pane kugununʼuna. Iko zvino vamwana vachiti vana kana kuti vanhu vakuru chaivo vari kumatebeleni vadzime nedzimwe nzvimbo havana mabirth certificate, havana zvitupa, havana chii. Zvese izvozvo zvinoda kugadzirwa, asi nenzira inoti pava kuongororwa nyaya dzacho dzese zvadzo kamwe chete, kwete kuti ichibate.
Thank you so much, Mavinga Ramba. Anymore, Parunari Gibbs. I understand we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Mr. Matthew Sbanda. He's a former freedom fighter on the side of the ZIPRA forces, and he's currently a ZAPU member. Mr. Sbanda, good evening. Welcome to the program. Hi, Mr. Pilia. Kuluma lo tuve katesu Gibbs. Yeah, kuluma lo Gibbs tuve owamanje.
Okay. So
Baba ke Spanda siyakwazi ukuthi wawukhangele konke kusenzakala kulotshelwana isivumelwano se-Unity Accord njalo lokwenziwa iGukurahundi. So wena ubona ngazani kathesi kuze kube lamhlanje kukhona yini osokalungiswa libandla leZANU-PF?
Kulokhu ekwasayinelwayo kwakuduba kula evele into eyodwa eyalungiswayo. Ukusayinwa nje kwe-Unity Accord thina ngombono wethu kwaba yukuthi kwakuke indlela yokuthi izaphu leZIPRA ijoyiniswe izano leZANLA kube ngaphansi kwezanda lezano ukhontrolwe izano leZANLA ukuze kungabi nokunye kube lenye iphathi ekhanya idlale irole enkulu yokukhulula ilizwe. ubani usizakala bona bona ngoba bona kibo kwakuyi-challenge ukuba kube khona kwezapho yezipha ngoba umbutho oqinileyo amabe kubona ukuthi lo mbutho ma lokho uphila uqinile bakubothi babe le nto wa-challenge-ayo ezimbadenza benza bengabusi ngendlela abafuna ukubusa ngayo ngoba siyababona la manje bebebusa okokubhongoda abantu bebusa okokuluta bebusa okokurobha siyakubona konke okwesenzakala esizweni kababuduwe kuyindlela yokusela yokuthelela kutshentezela abanye abantu.
Yes, I was a cool Baba Spanda. What Mr. Spanda is saying is that, you know, the Unity Accord was signed, yes, mm-hmm. but nothing has come out of it. So he says the major aim of the Unity Accord was to actually swallow, that is Zanda and ZANU, swallowing Zipra and ZAPU. Mm-hmm. So he says in a way it was a way actually of pacifying and weakening Zipra and ZAPU. So at the end of the day, he says, you know, the Robert Mugabe administration wanted to have some kind of strong power base, so they didn't want to see any kind of challenge. So he says to them, they were very scared of Zipra and ZAPU.
Mm. Okay, Mr. Mavinga, I think you heard what Mr. Swanda just said. Do you have anything to add or subtract from that?
I'm in full agreement, and that really what needs to happen now is to quickly establish a proper framework of dealing with these issues, because there is a lot of expectation that we now have a new government, and therefore there is need to demonstrate that goodwill by taking action to address a number of problems relating to the ground period immediately and setting up relevant structures.
Hmm. But where does this unit accord leave opposition parties that are currently in the country in Zimbabwe? Because this was signed between ZAPU and ZANU.
I think what is important to look at is to say it having been signed to stop the violence, the abuses, and the hostilities, there is need to bring that to finality and to closure. So we are looking at a chapter in the history of Zimbabwe that has not been sufficiently dealt with and addressed. So even for the new parties that are now in a new dispensation where the abuses are not quite specific, at least from the evidence, there is need to say, have we satisfactorily resolved that chapter to the satisfaction of the victims and the people of the region affected.
Mm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So for those people that are just joining us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about the 1987 Unity Accord signed by PF ZAPU and ZANU-PF. So ngizwa ukuthi sesilo baba uNdebele ecingweni lapha. Baba Ndebele, kunjani kulapho eKalanyoni? Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Ye, ungathini kulapho nxa usukhangele umanyano weZAPU, uPF ZAPU leZANU? Lokhu sakhona kumbe sokungumqhuba nje?
Hayi, uyangitaza. Umqhuba ungcono ngokuthi uyabonakala. Ya, lokho leke sikhuluma ngakho, ongibuza ngakho, angikuboni vele lokuthi kungakho. Ngitho kuze abantu behlaba umkhosi ngakho mina kangikuboni Dube. Right, okwakuqala kithi.
Yeah.
Iphutha yalikhona. Bathi bona emadibeleni kwabulawa abantu abazinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili kanjalo nje, angitho. Ukuthi khona akulo wayebabala mina ngokwazi kwami njengoNdebele engangiphakathi kwakho ayikho into ngizweni phela kunama-veterans nabana abangama-homemade esibaziyo asebefakwe baphezulu kodwa singabazi mina singabangikhona sakhona phakathi kwakho sisenza lezo zinto zisenzakala kithi abantu abakulawa emathebelelendi Why is 200,000, not 20,000? That's an insult.
So that is Mr. Ndebele, and Mr. Ndebele is a war veteran. He was on the Zipra side, so he was questioning the figures, the 20,000. He was saying, instead there are more. But I still remember that the Catholic Commission for Peace and Justice actually released those figures. And they were correlated with other organizations. So he was saying there are more than 200,000 as far as he's concerned. But then he was actually raising some very interesting issues here. He says when the Unity Accord was signed, he talked to Mr. Tabengwa and then ZAPU Vice President, Joseph Msika. So, and he said they promised him that things were being fixed because ZAPU was dissolved and ZANU
was supposed to be dissolved.
But the following morning, it was resurrected, you know, through the backdoor. So he wasn't very happy about that kind of thing. So when we look at some of the things that he was saying, is that now there are so many outsiders that are invading Matabeleland and is not happy about it.
Mm.
And he says, if this thing is not handled properly, there will be a civil war in Zimbabwe in the long run. You know, some people won't tolerate it, according to him. So I'm told that, Chonga, we are being joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Pilive Kaule. Mr. Pilive Kaule is a ZANU-PF member and is based in Cholocho. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, brother Gatti, and we are all receiving.
No, very fine, and this keeps to be, eh?
Sorry.
No, it's fine, we are brothers in arms.
How are you today, Gibson?
No, I'm fine, and you?
Yes.
Maybe...
I'm okay, and you, and how are you out there?
No, it's quite good, it's a bit cold here.
Yeah. I'm fine. And how is everyone there out there?
No, everyone is fine. So I'm with Jonga. Jonga can pose the question.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, how are you?
Fine, my brother, and you, my brother.
No, I'm happy you managed to be with us here on this special day, Unit Day, 22 December 2017.
I really feel honored. Really.
Yes.
And really that we talk to people who are out there. We call people who are out there. People are very, very, very important people. Really, and I'm quite happy about that.
Ah, thank you so much. Well, what can you say about today, the 22nd of December? This is a special day, but there are some people who still think it's not yet as special as it's supposed to be because of some of the outstanding issues like Gukurahundi and all that they feel needs to be ironed out.
And indeed, today is an important day, and the day that is very important that it is set out to remember, and to remember our heroes like Dr. Joshua Nkomo, who really made it a success to really bring people together. Remember, Joshua Nkomo was a great leader, born a leader, and the man is the one who really worked hard towards achieving the unity that we are enjoying today in this country. Mm-hmm. And it is important, again, let me underline this, that today is an important day. Let's remember the past, how things were bad, and how Nkomo managed to maneuver with it, despite the fact that he had stumbling blocks on his way. And these people didn't want, especially the Mugabe, they didn't want people to come together. And those are the people who divided the people long back ago. But Joshua Nkomo had very hard, and he was held by Sobhuza Banana, I remember very well. Those are the people who worked very hard, and I would want to thank them so much. And I want to appreciate the work that they did for the land. We could be in a state of a civil war even then. I don't know how long that was going to take us. But let's go back to countries like the situation that we are in, so in other African countries, because of this political situation that was there after independence, whereby Mugabe wanted to remain alone. He wanted to crush Zapu to nothing. And by so doing, you remember what happened. But then Nkomo worked very hard. You remember Nkomo even escaped and he took refuge in London. And that was the time. But then let me not really keep on reminding people of these, some of these things we really keep on traumatizing people. But really, this is the work that Nkomo did. And we really appreciate this. It's a great day for us as Zimbabweans, and we are enjoying the peace and the tranquility because of the work Nkomo managed to achieve.
Mm-hmm. But how come, Mr. Kaule, you never celebrated today? You didn't have any functions as ZANU-PF. Why are people not celebrating on this particular day?
You know, the situation that is prevailing in Zimbabwe, the people...
Hello?
And the people have nothing to celebrate on. When you celebrate, you must have a drink and a piece of cake on the table. But people don't have those things. Because the life is unbearable. Life is difficult, very difficult in Zimbabwe. People, some of these things are unaffordable. So I don't know how people can celebrate. When you throw a party, you need to have money to buy food and other things like that. And of course, we are celebrating. Now that things have changed, now that Mugabe is gone, people have all reason to celebrate, to say, even though they don't have food on the table, but they have that hope things going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Tina Vajo. Admit, Joe. Magadi Vajo.
You
South Africa.
South Africa, kuri reiki. You know, Fala, Kuru, ne, tatsine politics abachitaura zvinhu zvine sense zvine patinoendana nyika I'm very happy that
yes and what munoti pamusoro pezuva re kubatana iro re unit day
I am very happy about the unit day and I honor the people who were involved in the in talks during the unity report and now we have got one Zimbabwe and there were one people. So I'm very happy and I'm very proud of the people who were involved despite what transpired.
Yes, but there are some who think that the day is insignificant as long as issues like Gukurahundi are not resolved or settled. What's your take on that?
I do believe that, first of all, there are representatives who were there during the reconciliation process of the unit accord. They were representatives from the parties. What affected the party, who were there and they had declared the issue of Gukurahundi atrocities to come to where we are today as a unit. And I am surprised with the people I'm surprised that there are people who are not getting along with the unit support. Let's leave the past in the past and let's respect those who were involved in talks and honor the day. To myself, I'm very happy and I celebrate it.
Let's go.
We are facing a new Zimbabwe.
Let's go. Nare inyo inenge iri kuti netsei regai tigozi edza kufonerai zvakare because nare yacho haisi kutozombonzwika vazvau he said he was traveling or he is traveling to Zimbabwe and he said he is very happy with the new president what he did yesterday Mr. Mnangagwa meeting with Zimbabweans in South Africa and as we heard he later was explaining everything in English. We now have another guest Mr. Douglas Mahia, who is the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Va Mahia, tiri kugamuchirai pachirongwa. Hello, Va Mahia.
Hello, muri kunzwa here.
Aiwa, takukunzwai, tinotenda kuti makwanisa kupinda pachirongwa.
Zvakanaka, tinotenda.
Tati tinge tichinzwa kubva kudivi renyu revakarwa hondo yerusununguko musangano renyu reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association pamusoro pezuva rekubatana iro remusi wa 22 December, Unit Day. Zvii zvamunotaurawo pamusoro pezuva iri?
Pana akambondibvunza pane imwe nguva nenyaya yacho ndikavataurira kukosha kwekubatana nezvakwakaburitsa. Munguva yehondo yechimurenga zvinhu zvagara zvichimbonetsa kusabatana kwanga kuchinetsa patairwa hondo yechimurenga zvaisvika pakuti vaitibatsira vaizvonetseka kuti kana tisina kubatana kuvapo kwezvombo zvokuti tirwise muvengi kwaitonetsa asi pakaiswa effort navanyerere nevamwe vakanga vachitungamirira manyika dzaititungamirira kuti vanhu vezimbabwe batanai pamukurwa hondo zvakatiitira nyore tikaona zvombo zvaakuuya zvakawanda. Varungu vekumhiri kwamakungwa vatairwisana navo vakambotora advantage yaizvozvi kukaita yainzi ditandi yanga iri nyaya yekusabatana kwevanhu venyika muno muparairwa hondo. Saka zvakapedzisira zvaita kuti vanhu vabatane. Saka tiri kutaura nyaya iyi ndichirangarirawo nenguva imwe yanga yaakunetsa kuti varwi verusununguko vaizenge vari vanhu vaifanira kunotrenwa asi kusabatana kwakambomisa training pane chimwe chinhambo asi pakabatanwa zvinhu zvakatanga kufamba zvakanaka. Saka mauto ndiwo akatanga kubatana ngazvive pachena kuti mauto evanhu vanhu vakaita ami yavo Zanland Zipra ndivo vakatanga kuva neuchenjeri uhu hwokubatana ivo mauto ndivo vakabatana. Saka zvadaro zvakatiita kuti tikunde muvengo watatinai. Saka nanhasi ndinofungidzira kuti kubatana kwakanyanya kunaka kunyange iwo mazuva ano emu dispensation zvaive nani kuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vabatane varage kuparadzana paradzana nekuti umwe wenge agara achisenzesa kusabatana sechombo choku rwisa vanhu vemunyika imomo ivo voita zvavanoda.
Thank you so much, Mr. Maia. Gibbs, he said that the unity that was created by combatants during the struggle is the unity that is being pursued as of today. So he says that's a very important thing to have unity, because I remember there was Zipa when Zanla and Zipra emerged to form one army. And he said that was the creation of leaders like Julius Nyerere, who urged these two parties to unite, and he feels that that spirit should remain.
So, Mr. Teomavinga, maybe there was this kind of superficial unity between Zipra and Zanla. So we know that Zipra never worked. Mr. Maia is saying that that spirit of, let's say, in quotations, unity should actually continue. So what's your take on what Mr. Maia is saying?
Well, I do respect the contribution from Mr. Maia on behalf of the people who fought the liberation struggle for Zimbabwe. That is important. I think it's important to realize that there is need to work on effective and genuine unity. So if the people have got grievances, so for example, the unit that came about in 1987, this particular unity agreement was on the back of, you know, challenges around the Bukurawundi massacres. So there is need to then take steps. And I know that Mr. Maia and other comrades are now working with the government of the day led by Mr. Mnangagwa. A key recommendation that they can make is the immediate operationalization of the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, which has got the constitutional mandate to look at some of these past serious challenges that lead to division and that eat away into the unity, and to implement action points to address the grievances of the people affected, the victims in Matabeleland and the Midland provinces. So I am recommending to Mr. Maia to say if the comrade can take this to the government, that it is urgent that the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission be made effective and operational, and be given the mandate, the power, and the resources to address the issue of Bukurawundi and also the issue of unity in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Teomavinga. So we have actually lost Mr. Matthew Spanda. His phone is problematic. Now I'm told that we've also lost on the phone Mr. Pilive Kaule. So I think we've got a caller, right?
Yes, Tinava Namo Goronga, Varuk South Africa. Magadiva Goronga.
Takasimba magadiva wakuru wangu.
Takasimba ndi manduwe irawa.
Aywa, ndi chauke.
Go chauke.
Chauke.
Aywa, pana chakaipa tiro wabodzi.
Tinozvitenda izvozvo.
Nasi zware kubatana kwe vana veZimbabwe. Titaurireiwo maonero enyu pakukosha kwezuva iri.
Regai nditi izuva haro rinongova nezvicha rokuti kubatana, asi kubatana kwacho paine chizvevhano. Tikatarisa kuti unity akabatsira chii, hapana. Pai pakatanga pagadziriswa nyaya yeBukurawundi, munhu wose akasununguka. Zvaifadza nyika, zvaifadza vanhu, zvaifadza vane hama dzakatsakatika nechirongwa cheBukurawundi. Asi kana pongoiswa mutemo wekungonzi tatobatana, tatobatana, zvongoita zvinhu zvinongoita fanika kungomanikidza, kusununguka hapana.
Asika chinhu chese vaGoronga chine pekutangira. Hamuoni here kuti ipfungwa yakanaka yekutanga mabatana muchizogadziridza matambudziko muri pamwe chete?
Dechati chinhu chakaitika zuro taizvidavira. Hino nguva yacho yareba, vanhu vachingoramba vachingombunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo. Saka tinotodzoka dheki kuti hapana kana zviripo makumbo enyoka.
Regai ndinzwe kuti vaMaia vane zvavangataura here pamusoro pezvamuri kutaura izvi. VaMaia, hamene kana muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navaNamo Goronga.
Inyaya iri kutaurwa nevanhu vachitaura vakatarisana nezvakaitika. Hapana munhu ari munyika munomu anoramba zvinenge zvakaitika. Ndafara nemutaura ataura nechirungu, he was talking about the peace and reconciliation commission yaanga achiita suggest. That thing, if it is established in Zimbabwe, must not end panyaya gukura hundi chete. It must go a bit further back in looking at the massacres that were done pachimoyo, that were done ku Zambia, and also even a little bit further, because it has affected the people of Zimbabwe. So we must not simply look at a gukura hundi. Gukura hundi becomes one of those issues that such a commission is established should look into. I personally was affected by my leaving the country, going to fight, and I think that must also be evaluated and looked at as a period where somebody must have lost. There are people lying, there are bones lying around the country and outside. Those are people as well. So really we would want it to go a bit further than that, up to probably even further to the period of when the nation was not able to work as a nation. So all those things will need to come into perspective and be looked at. So the question of Gukura Hundi, to be honest with you, people must talk about it, but they must not end with Gukura Hundi, because it might look like a tribal thing. But other things that happened elsewhere must also be included in order for the nation to look at such problems in a holistic manner.
Hmm. Thank you so much. Eva Goronga, Maita Basa, ndofunga hurukuro yenyu yanzwikwa nevakawanda. Tanzwawo vamaiya vachipindura pamusoro payo vakazidzawo kutsanangura nechirungu kuti vakawanda vanzwisise zvavanga vachitsanangura. Tinotenda zvikuru vaGoronga.
Dzangu ndichiti dai zvakangogumira panguva yegukura hundi 2002-2008, but havagoni kukumbira ruregerero kuti takakanganisa. Chinokanganwa isanhu rakatema, asi muti wakatemwa haukanganwi nokuti unevanga. Ndatenda zvangu.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Goronga said, well, there is no unity, because this unity accord helped in bringing nothing. It should have first addressed the issues like Gukura Hundi. And in concluding, he said that also the issue of 2002 violence, 2008 violence should also be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the government is doing nothing. It's not even apologizing about these issues. So he said those are some of the issues that needs to be addressed, not only Gukura Hundi, mm-hmm. but all those human rights abuses.
Mm, so before going to Mr. Mavinga, let's read some messages on Facebook. There's one message from Pride Maposa who's saying, I'm watching you guys. So then there's another guy, Lord Tumos Banda, who writes, Unkomo watengisa ilizwe. Who did this unity benefit? So what he's saying is that Mr. Nkomo sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've got Gift Malubiseng who says, Galitengisanga ilizwe. He was serving Matabeleland because people were being butchered. So that's a response to Lord Tumo. Then Msunduzo and Love says, I'm watching you guys from Tembisa, HOs before it. Then he says, call me right now. So we're going to make sure that we call him. So mm-hmm. briefly, Mr. Mavinga, just a first one. So do you agree with what Mr. Mahia is saying?
Yes, I respectfully agree with the approach Mr. Mahia is proposing.
Mm-hmm.
But what is important is the immediate or the urgent operationalization of that constitutional body, which is the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, which must be independent and must have the power to deal with these serious human rights abuses. Yes, a key chapter in the history of Zimbabwe is Gukura Hundi, but I also agree with him that there is need for a holistic and comprehensive approach which looks at Gukura Hundi and other serious abuses, mm-hmm. including the violence of 2008, Operation Rabat 2005, and also going back to the other examples that Mr. Mahia rightfully pointed out to.
Thank you very much. Sasa baba ke uNdlovu ecingweni lapha kuseGoli. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Atshona baba uthi uyatshona njani?
Sizwana kuhle sibili. Akutsho ke baba Ndlovu ukuthi udaba lo unity day ulibona njani?
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina ngolwabo bona bezepolitiki.
Mhm.
ngoba into engiyibonayo nje into yakuqala kithi ukuthi abantu bethi ama distant babe ngabantu basemathebeleni or babe ona noma babe phethe ngabantu basemathebeleni noma babe sengabakababa unkomo namacommanders ngibona ngani imhlamba leyo kithi thina abantu basemathebeleni azange emathebeleni ike i-recommend ama distant njengabantu bawo ngoba phela laba bantu vele babe ngabahlamuki inhlamba leyo uma kungashi unkomo and mina engibaze ngababonayo ngiyazi ukuthi inhlamba yazi abantu babengcolile babengafani namasosha kankomo ayi-operate ngesikhathi senye babengabantu babengcolile omunye ngazi ngambona ehanjwa yintwala so umuntu umezongitshela ukuthi ababantu akungabantu ababephethe ngamazipha vele inhlamba leyo thina into yakuqala le esili i-unity i-right angiyiboni inkinga yayo okuthi ikuphi ngoba phela izanu eyayisenza zonke lezo zinto izanu yejongwe ukuthi ngibeke kanjalo izanu esesenayo manje asinayo yejonga noma kuyikuthi umthelelo usasekhona kuyo asinayo and okunye ngicabanga ukuthi mina upresident lo khona namanye amazipha noma sezipha commander noma yiphi zipha abake behlale phansi bebonisane ngoba lezi zinto zonke inkulumo lezo zivangwa ukuthi lizwe liphuwa alinalutho uma engahlala phansi exolisane labantu basemathebeleleni uqede lapho ilizwe lidevelop kubuye ukuthi bona labo abamoshakaleleyo kube khona i-compensation abangayithola ngicabanga ukuthi zonke lezi nkulumo zizophela ngoba uma ubheka imigwaqo yemathebeleleni ngiyazi ukuthi nasemashonaland ikhona vele eminye njalo lezo zinto zonke uma zihlangana ziyenza abantu bengakhohlwa and nokuningi babantu basemashonaland abangena amathebeleni beze beyngena nasemakhaya ngiyakwazi ukuthi bangenisa kukuswela kuyenza ukuthi abantu abangamandebele bengayikhohlwa indaba yegukulawona so uma ingalungisa leyo nto ilize lidevelopha bonke abantu bayakhohlwa uma ungakhumbula i-South Africa kukhona lapho abulawa khona abantu abangamazulu but it's not easy ukuthi uze umuntu ekhuluma ngomuntu omzulu othi wabulawa i-reason why bengakhulumi ngombona ngokubona kwami kuyikuthi ilize le-South Africa liyadevelopha bayikhuluma but ayifani le ndaba yegukulawondi nabantu basemathebeleni and okusunga kakhulu ukuthi zonke lezi zinto uma zisenzeka bona ama-politician bahleli ndawonye badla ndawonye thina phansi yithi esizonda nayo
aha
and we're not involved kuyo leyo yokubulalana sasingekho sibona nje isenzakala kodwa abantu abaningi manje babengaphathanga isibhamu abantu ababesephethe isibhamu besilwa sebafa bonke abasekho so abakhona sekusela abancane thina esingekho involved yithi esaningi kakhulu uma bengasilalela nje thina exolise nje upresident is a simple thing exolise eqede lapho edevelophe i-country sizoyikhohlwa yonke leyona angeke sicinge
awuboni-ke siyabonga kakhulu endlovu
okay baba ngiyabona
ye ube lekhisimusi enhle phela
hayi nandibe nekhisimusi enhle kakhulu ngiyabonga
thina ye siyabonga kakhulu-ke that is Mr. Ndlovu you are saying that dissidents were actually a creation of the establishment. He says they had nothing to do with ZAPU.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says Mr. Mnangagwa should actually apologize for what happened so that the country can move forward. So he says without that, then there could be some kind of problems. Or in a way, it could work out if Mr. Mnangagwa actually sits down with all stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
And then they discuss some of these issues. So he says he's worried about. You still remember the guy who talked about outsiders moving to Matabeleland? So he says there are too many of these outsiders, and he feels very, very, very uncomfortable with it.
What I don't understand is, does it mean that Matabeleland is reserved for a certain section of people or a tribe or what? Why are they worried about people moving into Matabeleland?
Let's ask people.
Because, you know, he's the second person now. So it's like as if Matabeleland is reserved for some section of people.
When Mr. Ndebele actually raised this issue, he said, you know, there are few Ndebeles that are moving to Manicaland, to Zwimba, and other places.
But
he's saying there are so many outside, I'll call them outsiders, moving from other places to Matabeleland. So maybe
if one is satisfied with where he is staying or leaving at the moment. There's no need for him to move. But if there's opportunities, or there are some opportunities in Matabeleland, people are bound to move. We've seen people coming from all other provinces to Manicaland to mine diamonds. People from all over the country. Okay, before we go to Mahia, I have one of our avid listeners here. He's Muzoban Ncube, who happens to be the organizing secretary for MDCT in the USA. North America province. He says if this was a true unity between ZANU and ZAPU, then I think the country agrees that ZANU-PF has used up its 37 years of that unity. Then it's time to give ZAPU members to take over the unity government, and we see what they can do too to uplift Zimbabweans. Give ZAPU a chance so they feel as part of the unity. That's Dr. Musnube. That's his opinion. He wants another 37 years of ZAPU rule now.
So I think we've got a caller, then we go to Mr. Mahia.
Yes, I think we have Mr. Zaba. Zaba.
Yes, no, Baba Zaba. Let's come on, Baba Zaba. Uchona njani?
Ya, chona njani, tu.
Kasi kasi, wenu njani kuna hapa?
Ai, lapa kuyane tamani, yes, kuyane taiko na mbita.
Yes, so lupufuge mapetele nuta waleti. So, akupose lako ba?
Ya, ai, nga maficha, ne minabe nzamu kukondisa, ez nizi ndo. Ze Zimbabwe, ukuthi kunga ketile, umsobo. Obusayo kumbubani kodwa abantu abe Zimbabwe kuba ngabe bebumbana besiba into yinye kungakhathalekile ukuthi umtonga amshona mdebele kumbumhlobo bani iunity le kayisebenzi unkomo wayengumuntu omdala wakubona ukuthi abantu abakhe bazaphela abantwana bemathebeleleni so into ebifanele iyenzakale gipsi ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwalo ubaba uMgabe uba befuna ukubusa kuhle kungakhathalekile ukuthi njani kabaze bethathe abantwana beZimbabwe ikhwali yonke into abayenzayo ayisebenzanga into yeunity ngoba lalamhlanje so singakhangela i okwenzakala emathebeleleni kwayenzakala emidzini enkabazwe ye 2002 ye 2008 konke lokhana kube kufanele ukuthi kulungisiswe kungabi ukuthi kulungiswe ngokuthi uMgabe siyamesaba kumbuba uMnangagwa siyamesaba kodwa akhulule abantwana beZimbabwe asho izifiso zabo ngiyabonga Dube
awuboni ke Zaba uhle wayitshayikhale nisibongile kakhulu ube lempela fike enhle kakhulu
yebo baba
yeah so all what he's saying is that the unity is totally unworkable and it appears as if Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Mnangagwa are all about ruling Zimbabwe, and he says, but there's still a chance to actually tackle this kind of an issue. Mm-hmm. So maybe via Mr. Mnangagwa. So we've got a person who sent a message, Umandla Mkwananzi, uti Mkwanapa ke USA. So ke upala ke city, the dissidents were deliberately planted to get attention of the West. So then he goes further to say, these people don't want to admit it.
But that's well, we'll hear from our experts too.
Yes,
because
let's
who would want to be involved in a game of death?
Let's get it from this side.
Okay, Mr. Mahia, there are some two callers who talked about many people moving into Matabeleland and they are not happy about this. What's your reaction to this?
No, you see, a nation is composed of the population. So that is what is a nation. And when we talk of a nation, it doesn't talk about settlement. It only talks about the population of that particular country and it becomes a nation. Where one is settled or where one chooses to settle is the choice of an individual. And there is no law that can ever come to stop an individual from settling into a certain region or region in the country. That is immaterial. I think that's too shallow to discuss about at a national level. We must look at Zimbabwe as a nation. If I want to go and stay in Matabeleland, there should be no reason why I cannot be accepted in Matabeleland. In actual fact, that's the definition of unity if we like. So people must not bring only for certain other minor issues, but look at Zimbabwe from a wider vision and see Zimbabwe prospering as a nation and for the benefit of its citizens.
Mm. Thank you so much. I think, Gibbs, you want to chip in there?
Yes, Mr. Duamavinga, what is your reaction to what some of these people are saying? They are expressing concern that maybe the Unity Accord actually has marginalized them in a way that we've got some people actually moving, you know, in a block way to Matabeleland. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think this is important. And in addressing the issues of Gukurahundi, there is need for a national strategy for development that targets Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces and other marginalized areas. A strategy that says, how do we develop these regions as part of a reparation package, perhaps, to ensure that there is no one particular area or region that is less developed or where people do not have access to schools or universities to the same level as others. So what is now perceived as the wrongful movement across the country or mainly to Matabeleland might be really a sign or a symptom of lack of development and opportunities for the people in Matabeleland, which is something that then needs to be addressed, and not necessarily the aspect of the movement of people, but affirmative action and support and development to marginalized areas as a result historically of some of these, you know, abuses that we have outlined. So it is important to look holistically, as Ms. Maia has said, and to ensure that there is support and development, and that we promote the aspect of nationhood and nationality, so that even those in Big Falls are equally at home in Bulawayo, or those in Bulawayo are equally at home in Araro, or in Mtoko, or in Mtare. That is important for the unity and the development of Zimbabwe.
And Mr. Mahia, you are near the seat of power. And recently we heard Chris Mtsangwa saying that this Gukurahundi issue should be in the back burner, you know. Do you guys talk about some of these issues?
Well, Gukurahundi happened when I was an adult. I know about that. And you must also understand that there are certain issues, if you're a national leader, that you don't talk about in order to unite people. So, really, if people want to be childish, they can be talking about some other issues that are too minor to look at. If people
are you
want
saying
to
that Gukurahundi is too minor?
The Unity Accord.
Are you saying Gukurahundi is very minor?
No, I'm talking about other issues like people moving into Matabeleland is a subject to be discussed as we look at the unity.
Mm-hmm.
But the Unity Accord is the best and the biggest, most important vehicle for people of Zimbabwe to maintain and be talking about development like the last speaker whilst we hold on to our unity, because it is that unity that will assist us to understand the underdevelopment in sections in Matabeleland. And there is no reason why government should not avail, say, a school, a clinic, or any other to Matabeleland, because it is our people who are in Matabeleland. This is Zimbabweans that are in Matabeleland. Probably what may be problematic is to forget other areas and look at Matabeleland alone. That may be difficult because of the resources.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mahia. Sorry, guys, we don't have any extra time, and Merry Christmas to the two of you. Sorry, Zimbabwe, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Pinif Kaule, ZANU-PF member, former ZIPRO combatant, Mr. Matthew Sibanda, human rights lawyer, Mr. Duamavinga, and war veterans leader, Mr. Douglas Mahia. Signing off and saying have a nice weekend is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kandemiri ndoti mwene zoro rekisi musarakanaka.